We continue our reading from our last week's reading. For those of you who were not here last week, the passage we read just before where we are starting was Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Let us pray. We thank you, O Lord, for this time to sit at your feet, to listen and be fed and strengthened and healed. May the Holy Spirit be among us, minister to us, so that our ears are open to hear your voice, that our hearts are open to receive you, that all of our senses are open to experience your presence with us right here, right now, and in our lives. We thank you for this time, for this faith community, and for your message that will give us strength, power, and enthusiasm and love for you and your world. We pray all this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week, we reflected on the story of the Good Samaritan, and we were challenged by Jesus to go and do likewise. In our gospel lesson today, we hear that Jesus is at the home of Martha and Mary, visiting with them. And Martha and Mary welcomed Jesus and his friends into their homes. And while Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet listening to him, Mary is busy trying to get everything set so that they can be good hosts. So she is kneading the dough and baking the bread. There's a chicken feather that needs to be plucked, as they don't have an egg me nearby where she could just go and purchase a Purdue roaster. Someone has to go out to the garden and pick some vegetables for a salad and the side dishes. And there's just so much to do. And dinner time is approaching. She is running around frantically, like headless chicken, to get everything just so right, so that she could be a good host to Jesus and his friends. And so she's running around trying to do everything, and she knows she's running out of time. She is getting tired and just so much to do. And she's looking around. Where is Mary? Where is Mary? Where is she when I need her? And she sees Mary sitting with Jesus, listening to his teaching. So if you are Martha and you have these important guests at your home. You are running around trying to get everything ready. And the only person who can help you is over there enjoying herself, conversing with Jesus. How would you feel? What would you do? If I was Martha, I would do exactly what Martha did, right? So Martha goes to Jesus and says, Jesus, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just have a lot of things to do and I need Mary to help me. How could she just sit here, not care of all these things that needs to be done? Could you please tell her to get up and go and help me? I would have done the same, right? And I probably try really hard to have some smile on my face. It's probably hard because my face don't lie. And Jesus looks at her. Jesus was not very kind to Martha. Jesus says, Martha, Martha, why are you so distracted? Why do you make yourself so busy with all those things? I don't need all of those things. Maybe just a few, or maybe just one thing. It's not that important. Mary has chosen to sit and converse with me, and she will continue to do. Why don't you come, sit and talk to me, talk with me. It's okay if we don't eat nice dinner. It's okay if we don't get the full course. It's okay if we skip out on dessert. It's okay if we just have bread and water. But just come, sit here, and let's just enjoy this time together. That probably wouldn't suit me either, because I have to, you know, I have a plan. You know, I have all this menu all worked out, and you know, I need to do whatever that I planned to do. Now, if you notice, Luke places these two stories of the Good Samaritan and Martha and Mary's story back to back in the same chapter. And what's interesting is the Good Samaritan story is where Jesus is challenging us to go and do. Likewise, go and do. And then we hear Martha and Mary's story where Jesus is challenging us, sit and listen. So, kind of confusing here, isn't it? In one story, Jesus tells, go and do. Don't sit on your bottoms, go and do likewise. And then the next segment of the same chapter says, sit and listen. What do you want us to do? Go and do, sit and listen. To do or to be? That's the question. And I think all of us have experience, but part of our faith is that there is a tension between doing and being. There's always that tension. And if you study the history of the church, you could see even through the whole church, there has always been a tension between doing and being. Doing and being. Go and do. Sit and listen. I think Luke placed these two stories side by side to teach us that this tension between going and doing and sitting and being are both important part of our faith. That our faith needs to have both of going and doing and sitting and listening. That to do and to be, it's all part of our faith. And what's important is that there is that balance between doing and being. There is a time for us to go and do, and then there's a time for us to sit and listen. Each one of us, we have a tendency to one or the other. Some of us are the doers. We get energy and satisfaction from going and doing. And that's what feeds us. That's what excites us. And then there are others of us sitting and reflecting upon the scriptures is what feeds us. And that's what we are more comfortable with. So, kind of think about yourself. Which side do you fall? Are you a doer? Or are you the one who sit and listen? And I think God had created us with both, with one or the other. So that one, as a community of faith, we have both the doers and the sit and listeners. And so some work gets done. And also that we continue to know Jesus Christ. But on an individual level, I believe that as we live in this healthy tension, if you are more of the doer, then it means that, you have to work a little harder to sit and listen. If you are the one who is a sit and listener, then it means that you have to challenge yourself to get out of your comfort zone and be the doer. So that healthy tension in your spiritual life is always kept in a balance. There's a story. It's a little funny story. A person died and went to heaven. And St. Peter is giving this person a grand tour of the heaven with the pearly gates and golden streets. And they came to an area where there were lots of rooms. St. Peter opened the first room, and it was filled with ears, just the ears. And he opened the next room, it was filled with lips, just the lips. The third room was filled with brains, and the fourth room was filled with hands. It was very disturbing to see just all these body parts in each of the rooms. So finally, this person asked, "What are all these body parts in these rooms?" So the explanation was, these are the body parts of Christians. The ears are of those who listen to the preacher every Sunday, but that's all they did. They just listened and didn't do anything about it. So we decided to just save the ear. Lips belong to those who always said but never follow through. Brains are of those who did lots of Bible studies, acquire lots of knowledge, but never use them for the ministry. Hands are of those who are always busy doing things, good things, but never had any time for God. See, Martha didn't do anything wrong trying to be a good hostess. Only thing is, she was going and doing when she needed to sit and listen. As we hear the story of Martha, we could get clues as to when we are off balance, and when we need to sit and listen or do the other one that we don't usually do. First thing is that Martha felt overwhelmed, tired, and burned out. And then secondly, Jesus says, you are distracted with many things. She was so busy doing other things, she forgot why she was doing it. Her purpose of doing all of that was blurred. And she was just now doing it for the sake of doing it. She forgot that she was welcoming Jesus. And then what happens, this is like a kind of, in a way, a phase or progression. When you lose sight of what you're doing, why you're doing, then we become resentful toward others. Martha became resentful of Mary because she would not help her. How come I'm the only one who's doing this? Why don't they help? And then you get upset. And this is when things get ugly. We have tendencies. If you're a doer, you do and do and do. And sometimes we forget to recharge, like Martha did. And sometimes, for those of us who are sit and listeners, we sit and listen, and that's all we do, without giving thought to those who are doing, who need our help. So, are you a doer? Or are you the one who sit and listen? Are you procrastinators? Okay, that's a different category. And we will need to talk about that some other time. What is your tendency? I think it's important for us to realize and know what our tendency is so that we know what we need to do to keep ourselves in a balance, so that we can be spiritually healthy. The work of ministry is hard work. Our spiritual growth, the work for our spiritual growth, is a hard work. And the story, Martha, shows us that we need to be mindful of where we are, what our tendency is, and be sure that we feed ourselves, nurture ourselves, so that we don't get into that mode of being overwhelmed, tired, and resentful of others, and start complaining. So I'd like you to kind of think for a moment. What's one thing that you would like to do during this week? If you are a doer, what is one thing you would like to do to keep yourself in a balance? If you are a sit and listener, what is one thing you would like to do to keep yourself in a balance? Think about that and decide. And I hope that you will do it, carry it out, during the week. And you let me know next week or some other time how it went for you. Okay? So to do, to be, that is the question. But it's not to choose one or the other. We have to choose both. Amen.